Again, time for a look at the news for a Monday, the 13th day of April for 2020. Hope everybody had a good Easter. Well, as of late Friday night, the Amador Emergency Operations Center and Public Health Department released the numbers for the week dealing with COVID-19. As the week came to an end, there were a total of 9 confirmed cases of COVID-19 to date. Hospitalized COVID-19 cases to date, 2, and no COVID-19-related deaths in Amador County to date. Well, many in the Motherlode were awakened Saturday by a gentle rumble. According to the United States Geological Survey, the earth began to move around 7:36 from an epicenter earthquake located near the California-Nevada border, just over 5 miles south of Mono Lake and northeast of Yosemite National Park. No immediate reports of damage or injury were made. Residents of both Amador and Calaveras County, mostly in the upper elevations, reported feeling the early morning shake. The USGS says it was a preliminary 5.2 magnitude earthquake and measured a depth of 6 miles, with several aftershocks reported. Two of those shocks registered at more than 3.0 on the scale.
Well, Cal Fire asking property owners to obtain their residential burn permits online in compliance with Governor Newsom's COVID-19 shelter-in-place order to reduce the spread of the virus. Now, for those with a permit already, check the expiration date. They're only valid for 2 years. Now, providing for minimal contact, property owners can review fire safety regulations online conveniently, staying in their home. Applicants will watch a 3-minute educational video, fill out an online application, print a permit. Once signed, the permit becomes valid. Now, Cal Fire currently in open burning status on permissive burn days, during which time burn permits are not required, but that changes come May 1st. Visit Cal Fire's website to obtain a burn permit. Now, although Cal Fire burn permits are not required until May 1st, property owners are reminded, take precautions. Maintain control of your burn pile, as you can be held liable for escaped fire.
And Ione residents are asked to minimize non-essential water usage Tuesday through Thursday of this week. Amador Water Agency is requesting your cooperation to accommodate a major water treatment plant upgrade taking place at the Ione facility on Wednesday. They're asking that all residents minimize non-essential usage like turning off your sprinklers, don't wash your cars, don't fill pools, etc. Again, this is Tuesday through Thursday morning. And if you have any questions, contact the Amador Water Agency.
And a rider alert from Amador Transit. To encourage the current shelter-in-place order, Amador Transit adopting a temporary micro-transit schedule effective April 13th, today. Now, this will limit public interaction, still providing minimal necessary transport. Amador Transit will continue serving Jackson, Sutter Creek, and Upcountry on a limited, fixed-route schedule. All other routes are on call basis. If the current routes cannot get you to your essential destination, call 24 hours before your appointment, and they'll do their best to accommodate you. Now, Dial-A-Ride, Amador Rides, and LogistiCare service remain fully operational. Once the shelter-in-place orders are lifted, standard routes resume as originally scheduled. For more info or temporary micro-route schedule, visit the website amadortransit.com.
And do you know an elderly or disabled person that may benefit from regular contact to ensure their safety? Well, participants of the Ione Police Department You Are Not Alone program will receive just that, a regular call from the Ione PD staff at least once a week to ensure there are no safety or welfare concerns. In order to participate in the program, participants must be a resident of Ione, be at least 65 years of age or have a disability, and have a next of kin or caretaker or relative as a responsible party who can respond if needed. If you'd like more information, give the Ione Police Department a call, 274-2456.
Well, while the pandemic is still underway, don't forget about our veterans. Victory Village has changed their operations to adjust to public health measures. While most of their fundraising events have been postponed or canceled, much of their cash flow has been drastically reduced. Now, many of our local vets rely on the charitable service Victory Village has to offer. However, because of the times, Victory Village could use the community's help. They're in need of items, food donations, hand sanitizer, masks, and any other necessities to keep operations going. To help visit, go to the website, or excuse me, to help visit the website, visit vvvets.org, vvvets.org, or give them a call, 223-2286. While this pandemic continues, consider helping those who have already served for us at Victory Village.
And entries are now being taken for the Miss Amador Scholarship Competition. Dedicated to the advancement of youth, the scholarship program is conducted as a nonprofit civic function of the Amador County Fair and the Amador County Fair Foundation. Now, for more details on the Miss Amador Scholarship Pageant, which is held the first day of the fair, this year will be Thursday, July 23rd, you can contact the fair by visiting AmadorCountyFair.com. Now, the deadline for submission of your entry is May 6th. The competition, again, awards scholarships of $2,000 for Miss Amador, $1,000 for first runner-up, $750 for second runner-up, and $500 for the third runner-up. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCradio.com.